It's time for your morning briefing of junior mining and mineral exploration news. You are tuned in to Mining Stock Daily. Now, reporting from the Clear Creek Digital Studios in Denver, Colorado, here's your host, Trevor Hall.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to Mining Stock Daily, and this is Trevor Hall. Today is Thursday, March 26th. Gold had $50 removed from its trading level, that is, in the paper gold market. The price dropped $25 when London opened Wednesday morning, and another $20 left the London AM price fix. The Mining Stock Journal noted that, yes, the price was fixed. Silver took a 40-cent bath on Friday through the gold-silver ratio, edged lower to 111, as this commentary was being written. The mining stocks per the GDX ETF jumped 4.5%, an indication that the stock market believes gold and silver will go much higher. The Mining Stock Journal explained that after running up nearly $200 in 2 days, a technical correction was expected and will set up the next move higher for the entire sector. Last night, the Senate in the U.S. did approve the $2 trillion stimulus bill that now goes to Congress and the House for approval, and then to President Trump's desk. We'll get to the news out of the miners and explorers here in a quick moment, but first, a mention of today's sponsor. This episode of Mining Stock Daily is brought to you by Corvus Gold. Corvus Gold is an advanced gold-silver exploration and development company focused on the North Bullfrog and Motherlode projects in Nevada. The company has been named a top 5 TSX gold equity performer 4 of the last 7 years and a multi-time top 50 OTCQX performer. Corvus Gold trades on the Toronto Stock Exchange with the symbol KOR and on the OTCQX with CORVF. Follow all the news from Corvus and its 2 mine projects with fast-tracked potential via the company's website, corvusgold.com. Here's what you need to know this morning. Centerra Gold shared their full year 2019 results this morning. The company reported a net loss of $93.5 million, or 32 cents per common share. Cash flow from Centerra's operations last year did reach over $334 million, with over 783,000 ounces of gold produced and 71.1 million pounds of copper produced. Proven and probable gold reserves now total an estimated 11.1 million ounces of gold and over 1.5 billion pounds of copper. The company also announced that they will be paying a dividend of 4 cents Canadian for each common share owned by the company. That dividend will be payable on April 22nd. Centerra Gold trades on the TSX with the symbol CG. EMX Royalty announced it has closed its previously announced acquisition of Net Smelter Returns royalty interest covering 18 properties in Chile from Revelo Resources Corp for a payment of $1,162,000. Of that amount, $369,000 was applied to fully repay EMX for an outstanding loan due to Revelo. EMX trades on the TSX Venture and the NYSE with the symbol EMX. McDonald Mines Exploration had previous assays announced in February, re-assayed, and shared those new results this morning. Hole 26, which was previously reported as 376.6 grams per ton gold over 2.96 meters, was sent to a second laboratory. Those results are now 464.4 grams per ton gold over the same length. The reanalysis of hole 26 was undertaken to confirm the extremely high-grade results that were obtained 18 meters down dip from the high-grade intersection of 52 grams per ton gold over 12 meters in the first hole. McDonald Mines Exploration is focused on developing the SPJ project in Northern Ontario. The company trades on the TSX Venture with BMK. Mistongo River Resources announced they have acquired a 2,105-hectare land package called the Tech Kirkland property from Hinterland Metals. The Tech Kirkland property encompasses the western boundary of Kirkland Lake Gold's Mikasa mine and includes claims on the amalgamated Main, Cadillac, and Corona faults. The expansion of Mistongo's Ebby Baldwin brings the property to a total of 4,300 hectares, making the company one of the largest landowners in the Kirkland Lake camp. Mistongo trades on the CSE with the symbol MIS. More companies shared project updates regarding the COVID-19 global health issue this morning. Genesis Metals will suspend drilling at the Chevrard Gold Project in Quebec. Renaissance Gold issued a work from home strategy while future drilling on six of their projects and earn-in agreements are uncertain. Aldebaran Resources has closed its field camp in Argentina. McEwen Mining has suspended operations at the Black Fox and Gold Bar mines. Trevally has suspended work at its Caribou mine operations in New Brunswick. Antinka Resources advised its employees and shareholders that one of its employees in Peru has tested positive of COVID-19. The employee is recovering well and in self-isolation at his home in Lima. Other company employees who were in close contact with the affected employee and their families are also in self-isolation. The Ayahuilca camp has been in lockdown since March 15th when Peru declared a national emergency. So that's it from me today here on Mining Stock Daily. We'll be back throughout today for some intraday market updates and tomorrow morning with an in-depth interview, which will actually be somewhat of a rerun of my conversation with Jamie Keach from Resource Insider. Be sure to hit that subscribe button if you have not done so already, and feel free to leave me a message via email with any ideas or thoughts, trevor@clearcreekdigital.com. Mining Stock Daily is distributed over a dozen different networks throughout the world and in proud partnership with the Junior Mining Network. It is produced by Clear Creek Digital and Investment Research Dynamics Mining Stock Journal. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Be well. Be safe. Mining Stock Daily and its affiliates are not responsible for any loss arising from any investment decision in connection with the material presented herein.